Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Everybody, and welcome to BYO Brilliance. I've got my brilliance. I hope you've got yours. And today's subject is really, it's been out there for quite some time, actually. And most of the people that are into sort of natural and alternative healing techniques are probably a little more used to it than others. If you've had anything to do with acupuncture, you probably have heard of EFT. It's almost like acupuncture, except instead of using needles to sort of hit these meridian lines in your body to sort of help the flow of your I always have to use the right word. I tell you, it can really set you back. But your circulation, it can help the flow, your ki or your yin and yang, your energy in all ways. That's what EFT will do for you. And EFT is called Emotional Freedom Technique. Often people call it tapping. If you have had sort of the main things that most people, for instance, I guess that bourbon just didn't, like, settle me as well as it needed to. I had a swig, but it was only because Porky Pig told me to. So anyways, yeah, Porky Pig's a real person, and he's, like, my friend's husband who I'm in love with. I haven't had that much bourbon, folks, truly. Anyways. So here's the thing about EFT. It's most often people hear about it associated with pain management, or if you have anxiety issues, emotional anxiety, you stress out quite a bit, or possibly you find yourself having a lot of anxiety in certain situations. And one of the reasons that tapping is so often utilized with those types of things is because you can use it anywhere, and it shouldn't cause you any kind of issues like a drug might cause you. For instance, if you take some pain medications, it can loop you around the world like a really bad roller coaster, and you're probably sort of unconscious most of the time. If you have a lot of anxiety and you take some psychotropic drugs, they may actually have you, well, hitting that roller coaster just as well. And so it's an alternative way to manage not using a lot of drugs, and it actually works. I don't know if you've ever heard of something, it was called the Tellington Touch. Way back when, this woman used a certain kind of massage, sort of a circular massage that she would use on animals that were having all kinds of emotional issues or seemingly behavioral problems. But she would go in and she would use this. Personally, this is my personal belief. My belief is that she probably was actually doing some form of EFT but she wasn't so much tapping as much as she was massaging in specific points on the body. So if you go online, there's so many places online that you can pick up about EFT that it'd be really hard for you not to find some information on how to do it. And I found some great information when I was researching it because I was really curious about utilizing EFT for something slightly different. Now, I know that people have used it for fertility to help them either get their ovulatory cycles in order, to help calm them so that they're not stressing out to the point that conception just doesn't happen. Because, yeah, if you're really stressed out, it can cause a lot of weird chemical imbalances in your body. So I've encountered people who have used it and swear by it in all manner of ways. But check it out. If you have gone to the link to get to this show, I hope that you took the time to look at the video. Now, there's a couple of videos, and you can find some out on YouTube, but one of the ones that is well-watched is by Julie Schiffman. And she's a practitioner at Dr. Mercola Center for Natural Health. Dr. Mercola, if you see anything on EFT online, you're most likely going to run into something about their particular center. And this video, it's not very long. It's about 12 minutes, and it gives you a really succinct demonstration of EFT. Now, Ms. Schiffman, when she gives her technique, which I will talk about the parts where you tap in a minute, if you utilize her video and you follow along with her, it's a good way to just start your basis. But I'm not going to endorse exactly what she says because it's just some of the ways that she words things are not necessarily the way that I would word them. And that's something to keep in mind as well, which I wanted you to know as I talked about this today, is personalizing some of the things that I tell you, whether it's about connecting to nature, your vision board, your mission statements, whatever we cover on this show, really own it. If you are actually interested in it and you think that it's something you might be interested in, think about owning whatever it is that I talk about on these shows in a way that works for you. Okay? So, I mean, as long as you're sort of somewhere in the ballpark, tapping doesn't mean taking a baseball bat and tapping your husband over the head or your brother or sister a couple of places in the head or whatever. It's not a violent. It's not a. Yeah, don't tap anybody with a baseball bat, please, including yourself, in case you're so inclined to self-mutilatory type behaviors. This is a real calming, balancing, centering type technique. And that's what we're going to want to do. If you don't remember, we talked about stillness once before, and we haven't gone over meditation, I don't believe, and we haven't gone over prayer. That'll be a different show. But when we talked about stillness, and if you're not really sure, you can certainly go back to the archives of this show. You can click on the Lennis link for the Essence of Success Radio Network, and you can find the archives for BYO Brilliance and the Brilliance of Stillness. The reason I'm bringing that up is because it would be really positive if you could get into a more subdued state and start your tapping so that you're starting out calm. I mean, if you're really frenetic, which could happen, then you can go just start tapping, you know, just, you know, it'll help you to calm down, and then maybe you can get a little closer to your stillness. So I see we have another caller in. I'm going to see if this caller wants to pop in throughout the whole conversation. She can speak or not speak. It looks like it might be the Lavender Fields. Let's see here. Hello, Lavender Fields. Are you available, or are you just listening today?
I'm available, but I'm semi-available, and I'm going to listen. And if you want to ask me a question, do it. Otherwise, I'll put myself on mute because, you know me, I'm doing other things.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine. I just wanted to clarify for you. And so,
okay.
You can go ahead and put yourself on mute when you need to. And if I pop
will.
In your name, which I, you know, then I'll, okay. So let's
right.
go ahead and start, folks, with some of the main points when you first start tapping. Now, if you, I'm going to try to describe them to you, but it is usually easier if you kind of can follow along somewhere. If you go online and you look up EFT and then click on images, they'll bring up a lot of diagrams for you to help you figure out exactly how to start tapping. So usually what you do is you take like two of your fingers, say like your index finger and your first finger, your pointing finger. Well, just go with your first finger and your index finger because, yeah, it's different some different countries with the pointing finger. But anyway, so you would take that and then you would start at the top of your head. Some people start there. Some people start right at their, right on their palms. But the best way, at least from what I saw, which I thought was a really good, diagram, was to start at the top of your head. And that, you just take, like if you go right to the center at the top of your head with your two fingers, and you just both with two fingers right on top of your head, almost like the game where we would do, I am a little teapot, short and stout. Remember when you'd sort of put one in the finger? Maybe you didn't. But I always sort of put my hand right at the middle center of my head. So both hands, two fingers, and then you start tapping, right? Just repeat it, like quick little tap, 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 tap. About that way, tap, 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 tap. And you're tapping the very top of your head. Okay, so you're doing that probably for a few, maybe 30 seconds, maybe 20. You just kind of, we're just learning it for now, okay? So you don't have to do that much. Just do like tap, 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 tap. So that's where you'd start, the top of your head. And when you're tapping, we'll talk about that later. Let's just talk about the positions first. So we start at the top of our head. Then we go to the inside of the eye. Now, like I said, some use different. The video that Julia Schiffman has might be slightly different, but just learn the different positions and figure out what flows best for you. This is sort of standard, okay? So top of the head, inside. Right on your inside your eye. It's okay, right where your eyebrows meet, or may not meet. You might be a monobrowed person, but maybe you're not. Let's just assume you're not a monobrowed person. But right in the center, if you're a monobrowed, or right at the inside of your eyebrows, whether you draw them on or not, ladies, right in the end with your two fingers. On each hand, tap right there, tap, 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 tap. And we're just learning these positions, tap, 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 tap. Okay, you go to the inside. Then you go to the outside of your eye. So, like, if you bring your fingers down to just, like, if you're wearing a pair of glasses, your glasses would probably come right there, almost not quite at your temples, but actually just below your temples and right on the outside of your eye. So if you're wearing glasses like I'm wearing right now because they make me feel sexy and smart, glasses are great, what can I say? And then you just tap on the outside, okay? Then you bring your fingers down to just right underneath your eye, okay? And that's sort of like what I would describe as sort of the main mound on your cheek, just under your eye. Now, some of us have higher cheekbones, and some of us have lower ones. But it's probably not going to hurt you to just aim for that little mound just right underneath your eye, that nice sort of cheekbone directly under your eye, okay? Then the next place, no, okay, we didn't do our taps, right? Right under our eye, so tap with the two fingers. And it's good to use the two fingers. It's probably easier. You know, you can figure out what's more comfortable for you. And then from underneath your eye, you go to right underneath your nose. I'm giving you all kinds of strange references, folks, and hopefully you can figure them out. But if you ever saw the movie Prophecy with Christopher Walken, I'm sorry, moment of silence, he's so great. So if you ever saw Prophecy, there was this one scene in there, and he was an angel who was kind of Gabriel. He was kind of bad at the time, but he said something to someone in the film, and he said, you know how that you got that mark right underneath your nose? I told you a secret, and I said, shh. Well, that's exactly where you tap, right in that nice little valley right underneath your nostril. So right in the middle, just you only need one hand for this, and you just tap. Then the next one, right underneath that, go underneath your lip, directly in the same line, underneath your lip, right on your chin. Now, I'll give you a good reference for this one. Who doesn't know Kirk Douglas? Remember Kirk Douglas's little dimple right on his chin? Well, whether you have one of those cute little dimples or not, your chin is dimpleless or dimpled right there in line. Tap. Okay, now we're going to get a little more difficult. Maybe not, okay? But it's just a little more involved. Now you go down to your chest. Now, here's where we go to where our clavicles are, just right at our collarbone. I'll say collarbone. That's probably easier for people to figure out. If you go down the side of your neck, take your fingers and go down just the side of your neck and just follow it all the way down to your chest, just at the end of your neck there, and go down about 1 or 2 inches, you should feel your collarbone. We've all felt that at one point in our time. And you want to have both hands in that one spot, just about right down from the sides of your neck to your collarbone. Tap. Now, finishing it up, right underneath your arm. It's not really in your armpit, but it's just sort of to the right of your breast, or you can use your left side or your right side. And you tap right there. Pull your sort of breast line over to the right, under your arm, to the side of your body, tap. Some of us are a little fleshier than others, but that's okay because you're still hitting the meridian line. And one place that a lot of people you may see, if you've seen someone tapping, you've probably seen this, is what they call the karate chop point. Now, that may have been where most people start, but you could start in there. Trust me, you're still going to get the flow. If you kind of go in this order, like a merry-go-round, you go to the outside of your hand. Now, take your hands. Here's how we'll find it. You hold your hands out in front of you, and just on the outside of your hand, where your little pinky finger is, your little finger, the opposite side of your thumb side of your palm, and it's on the outside. It's not on the inside or the outside of your palm. It's just on this side where your pinky is. and it's right on the outside of that finger, right in the middle of where you would be put your palm. It's before you get to your wrist. It's before you get to the beginning of your pinky, where your pinky bends. It's right there in the middle, and you you tap there. That's your little karate chop point. Tap, 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 tap. Okay, and you can do either hand. It doesn't matter. In those places where you're sort of tapping one, it doesn't matter. And you just tap, 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 tap. Now, here's where we take things a little bit further, now that we know where we're at. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to add in some of the things that we are choosing to incorporate into our lives. Okay, if we're dealing with anxiety, some of the things that you can say, like you could start at tapping at the top of your head, and you start tapping, and you might say something like, I am feeling extremely anxious right now. So you're recognizing the fact that you're feeling anxious, but I am calming down. So you just tap, and you're tapping on your head, I am calming down. And then you go from the top of your head to the inside of your eyes, and you're tapping, and then you continue on to a more positive thing to say. I am safe exactly where I am. And you keep tapping, and you're either saying that over and over, or you're feeling and thinking that thought, I am safe where I am. And then you move to the outside of your eyes, and you tap, and this time you might say something like, nothing can harm me. Here and now, I am safe. You keep tapping. Then you move to the inside, just under your eye, right on that, your beautiful cheekbones, and you're tapping. You might say something like, life always sends me protective energy. Tapping, and then you move to just underneath to that special secret under your nose, and you start tapping, and you say, I am able to feel calm and safe. I feel calm now. Then you move down to your Kirk Douglas dimple, or where it could be, your chin, and you start tapping some more. I feel happy and calm. Tapping under your chin. Then we move to the collarbone. Sides of your neck, go down with both hands and both little your fingers, and you start tapping, and you say something positive like, life greets me with joy and serenity. I'm already feeling really calm myself, which sounds a little weird, but I'm doing this with you. And then we go underneath the arm, right there on the other side of the breast, under your arm, and you're tapping, and you say something. Get the phone back, and you're saying something like, peace radiates throughout my entire body. Then let's go to the karate chop on the outside of your hand. Either hand is fine. And you say something like, I have released all anxiety from my body. I feel happy and safe and peaceful. Now, that was just, I don't know how you feel. Anybody got anything to say about how they feel? Let's see what they say in the chat room. Anybody who went through this, and is everyone doing this? Anybody? So, anybody, okay, let's see. Somebody said very peaceful. Well, that's good. Okay, so if you're listening along and would you like to comment about the little exercise we just did, and we'll talk a little further about this. The number here is 646-727-2914. 646-727-2914.
Hey, Brenda.
Do you have a comment there, Lydia?
I do. I felt definitely more relaxed, and at peace, I have to say. And I have been doing some of this tapping for quite a while. And I use it a little bit differently, but still, I don't think there's a wrong way.
I'd love to hear how you use it.
Well, I kind of use it with the style that I learned it was Nick Ortner, and he's kind of brought it more to the forefront, I think, than it was, and I'm sure there's many styles, but it's a little more delving into what's going on in your body. If there's something, I use it more for physical problems. And I'm not completely, I hardly get anxious, but my anxiousness manifests in physical problems. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
So, yeah. So say I have a pain in my hip. So I start out with the karate chop, you know, that point. And I say, and this is very Nick Ortner, he wrote the tapping solution. So I say, even though my left hip is hurting, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. So, and I might use that karate point for a while, and I might repeat that several times. Even though my left hip is hurting, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Then I start at the top of my head. Then I go through the same points as you were saying, and I might say this pain in my hip while I'm tapping the top of my head, and then I go to my in between my eyebrows. You know, really frustrates me, or, you know, whatever comes up, and I just kind of talk it through, and I might do it like three times, and I find it very, it seems to move the pain, move it out away. So,
right.
And that I sometimes do it when I'm sleeping so that I can go to sleep.
Oh, you mean before you're sleeping?
Right.
Or do you do it while you're sleeping?
I do it when I'm trying to go to sleep in my bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said I sometimes do it when I'm sleeping. I thought,
no, right before I'm sleeping. Right before I'm sleeping, and I might have said that. Right before I'm sleeping and when I'm trying to get to, I don't know what it is about it, about, you know, pains, but maybe you're busy and you just don't notice them during the day, but as soon as I lie down, sometimes my body starts, you know, squawking at me. And so I've been using it for that, and I find that it really helps me relax. And it seems like I get in touch with an emotion.
Yeah, I can speak to why at the end of the day you start feeling the pain. It's more common that that's when people actually start, you know, your mind, you aren't focused anymore on all these other things, whereas during the day you're thinking about your intestines, you're thinking about your stomach, you're thinking about so many hundreds of things at any one moment. It's amazing that we do get anywhere safely in the car that we don't forget our children at the grocery store. It happens because so much is coming into our minds. But at night, usually when we settle down, our bodies are already conditioned to sort of let go of a lot of things, generally, unless you're somebody who's experiencing insomnia and you have kicked yourself out of that balance psychologically or emotionally. So, yeah, so now it's like you start, it's almost like when you turn off all the lights at night and everything's quiet and all of a sudden you can hear your neighborhood. All those noises are going on, possibly even more louder, and you didn't notice. So, yeah. And that's why it's probably a great idea to use EFT just before going to sleep. That and the fact that it does help to center you. And, yes, Julia Schiffman, she actually talks about getting in touch with those different things. And there are a lot of EFT, there's a lot of EFT information out there that talks about that, how to get in touch with what's going on, especially if you're dealing with pain. And anxiety, you know, where is the anxiety happening? You can get in touch with that when you're doing EFT. You might start out with, like Lydia starts out with a karate chop on the side of her hand. You might start out there just to sort of center yourself into focusing on what's going on that is making you feel imbalanced or feeling a feeling of dis-ease. And then you ask yourself that so you can focus, you know, where is this problem taking place in my body? And it will help your mind focus. And that's one of the things that I think is so important about EFT. It is emotional freedom technique because it is actually helping you to focus and release. So that's why I love what you've said. And I read about Nick Ortner and his sister. And the if you go to Hay House, you can find Nick Ortner's stuff. He's brilliant. He and his sister have done brilliant work with Hay House, and I loved hearing about their story. So, yeah, I'm glad you even talked about him. There's so many techniques, and that's why I prefaced the beginning of the show is to own this technique for you. If you're finding that when you're trying to do the EFT technique with the meager amounts that I'm giving you, because this is just really quick and it's not really dirty, not the way I could be dirty, but it's not really quick and dirty, but it's just giving you a quick overview of what EFT is all about and just how simple it is for you to utilize this to help you in your life where you may need it. So please seek out what's online. There are books you can get. Nick Ortner, there's a bunch of books. And they have books that are tapping for how to use EFT for weight loss, you know, how to use EFT for I've seen online using EFT to attract money. Whatever it is that you're sort of needing to sort of focus on or bring into your life or release from your life, this is actually it's combining your thoughts, your feelings, and action. That's one of the stronger combinations for getting anything going within your life. Even when I was when I first started going to college, just out of high school, one of my teachers told me is, if you really want to learn something that you're studying, he said, walk while you're reading it or say it aloud. So you're getting an action instead of just sitting at a table reading. It actually would solidify things in my head more. I didn't always do it because I'm me. So, but listen, it's really important to get action into your feelings and into whatever it is that you're trying to focus or release. If you didn't even want to do tapping, if you felt like it made you look too weird or strange, people, you know, juggle and think about things they need to do, or it's not EFT, but it's another way of sort of bringing your mind around to focus. But this is a tried and true method for helping you. And as Lydia said, she went through it probably two or three times when she does EFT. And I would do it at least three times probably if I was going to do it. And I would mostly start listening to my body and how I was responding. Now, myself, I'm hoping to incorporate this, and we're doing a challenge on the show L&B for 28 days. I am looking to incorporate EFT in the challenges that I'm doing, just to either start whatever it is that I'm doing or to manifest some of the things that I am manifesting. So I just want you to I'd like you to understand what EFT is. When people are around you talking about, oh, tapping, I use it to make my hairstyle great. I've heard all kinds of things about EFT that people have used, and I don't doubt it, because I think it's just a way for you to become more aware of your energy, the flow of your energy. It probably helps you also get your chakras in balance and in alignment. Our bodies are huge forms of energy, huge. And we've got all kinds of cells and molecules doing all kinds of interesting things in there. And sometimes it's complete chaos. And that's usually when we start feeling the forms of dis-ease in our life and extreme stress or anxiety. So with all that going on, that chaos, it might be really difficult to get in touch with whatever it is that's important to you, like your relationships. If you find that you're having a problem in your relationship, you might want to start doing some tapping techniques. And as you're speaking to yourself, go through things like, what am I doing to harm my relationship? Help me to get in touch with the needs of my true love. How can I incorporate a better way of communicating with the person that I cherish the most in life? These are real easy and valid questions. And if you want to make it a little easier, write down some things that you have concerns with. Write down some questions that you'd like to ask yourself, your spirit, to help you understand or align in your life. And that way, you can just put the piece of paper in front of you. Start doing your tapping. Whether you start on the outside of your hand, or you start at the top of your head, you're going to go ahead and go through the motions. Some people do break up the actual steps that you go to next. Some, even Julie Schiffman, in her video, she went from her head at one point, and then she went to her chin, then she went to her eyes. She didn't do it necessarily in the same order every time. But you might want to try keeping it in order in the beginning, just so that you can learn the moves and start solidifying them. And then as you feel, like Lydia said, she might feel like going to the inside of her eye, and then she might go back to her hand, that it's what works for you. So, yeah. Any questions, folks, about EFT? If you have any more to contribute, or you'd like to that you'd like to share in any way, shape, or form, if you've ever been involved with tapping or you've used tapping for some possibly unconventional reason. I don't know what's unconventional, so that's why I'm just saying possibly. You go ahead and call in at 646-727-2914 and share what you have to say. You could join the chat room. I forgot to mention Nina, the manager of the Radio Success, the Essence of Success Radio Network. She's in the chat room. She usually is there. We relegate her to the dungeon. Not really. And there's usually also other people in the chat room that you can connect with, great people like Melody, and sometimes Holly is there, and friends like AJ or Lennis, Bocelli, all kinds of people pop in. And you never know what they'll have to suggest or talk about that may actually inform your own life with some little bit of brilliance that you maybe didn't think about, either about yourself or ways to improve your brilliance or make it, bring it more to light, let it shine. So, now, Nina, she's also a Reiki master. So she's talking about using tapping with Reiki. She was doing tapping earlier today when we were doing our tapping. So was Melody, and they both talked about how relaxing it was. Like, I think Nina said that her headache is gone. So I didn't know she had a headache. But, yeah, folks, I know. You're thinking, if I have a migraine, the last thing I want to do is put anything near my head. And you don't have to tap right on your head or right at your forehead if your head is that tender. And you could use the other meridian lines to tap and try to help get your body to respond by releasing that pain and releasing that anxiety or stress. If you've ever had a stress headache or a tension headache, you're literally clamping your muscles down, usually in the back of the neck or just right going up to your skull or even your spinal column or your shoulders. When you're tightening up your muscles like that, it can radiate all kinds of harsh energy into your head. And if it stays clamped like that, or what we call, well, medically tetany is when you're clamped and you're contracting your muscles and you're not letting go, it can cause a lot of pain. Just like if you are forced to hold yourself hanging from something, if you're hanging from something and you're trying to hold on for a long time, your muscles get tired. And then they start experiencing sharp pains and everything because they're telling you, let go. I can't take anymore. And so that's what happens a lot of times when people get tension headaches. But I'm telling you, EFT would work to help you. And that's without drugs. Go ahead.
I have an unconventional thing that I used EFT for.
Oh, I can't wait.
Well, not that unconventional, but So I lost my car keys, and I knew that they were in the house. I knew that because I realized I'd come in, I had, my car keys, and normally I stick them right in my purse in a certain spot, but when I have to answer questions or the phone or I'm distracted when I walk in, sometimes I don't do that. So I knew they were in the house because then shortly after I came in, I had to leave and I couldn't find them. So it's like, okay, where have you been? In the house. So I knew they were, and there was about four rooms. So I asked Nina, who has some great powers of psychicness or whatever. Anyway, she said, I feel like they're in between something. And I looked everywhere, so I kind of had that feeling too. They were, they were close but out of sight. It was weeks. It was absolutely weeks. My sister helped me look for them. luckily I got, had an extra car key, the whole nine yards, and I just started using my other keys. So, and, what Nina said just always rang true, and I checked. I have a footboard on my bed and between the mattress, and I have a very deep mattress, thick mattress, and so I checked at the foot of the bed, I bet 10 times. Anyway, so what I did was I was feeling some frustration from it because I knew that it, it wasn't like I lost them outside. I knew that they were close by. So I did some EFT and started out with, even though I have misplaced my keys, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Because, let's face it, I have the ability to feel like I'm perfect at times. So losing something, kind of gets my goat a little bit. Anyway, so I went through the things, and what it did was it seemed to erase the frustration. It's like it cleared it. And then my immediate thought after doing the tapping was, make the bed. And I stripped the bed, and I felt in the corner. I had been feeling along the footboard, but in the corner there is quite a bit of a space, and there were my keys.
I love it. Yeah. I absolutely love it. And that's exactly, it's not even as unconventional, but it's so totally cool because you're actually proving the whole point of the EFT as well as just how psychic. We all, those of us who know Nina, we call Nina about where did I put it? Where is it?
Mm-hmm.
She does remote viewing type things. She's really good about that. Her little antennas, they start going beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep. And sometimes they're overactive, but I'm not going to go into that. But she has great antennae and psychic ability, Nina does. So, yeah, definitely connect with Nina in the chat room. Just a real wonderful spirit. And, yeah, and exactly for this. Because I believe that what you did, just like you said, you sort of released almost the frenzy. As I was talking about the chaos, release chaos can change your life, folks. Even in just a 10, 15-minute exercise. Okay, I know I used the big E, dreaded exercise. Okay, just the process. How they use process, that's a little easier to swallow sometimes. But, yeah, this process, it really does help. I like it in terms of focusing and also releasing chaos and frenzy. Because most of us don't think very well when we are frenzied. Or we keep... Didn't you find yourself, Lydia, saying to yourself, where did I put them? You know, every time that you go there, you're almost getting a little, stressed or something because you don't have them.
Right.
And then if you can't find something, you sort of wonder if you lost them, like permanently lost them, which is
usually not. I it's funny because, like I said, I looked there. After I talked to Nina, and she said, yeah, they're between something. First I went out to the car, but it was like, no, I vaguely remembered having them in my hand when I came in the house. And I try to have the practice of putting them in a pocket of my purse. But like I said, if I get distracted, I might have seen something out in the yard. I can't remember now, but... Yeah, and they were lost for about 3 weeks. Now, I was away for a couple of those weeks. But it was just uncanny as soon as I did that. And then I had the thought, it's like, make the bed. Because I would have felt down there again and probably not felt them because they were right in the corner, and I was looking along the footbed. Yeah, not in the corner. I didn't look in the corner, so... I might have even looked in the corner at one point, but mostly I was going to right along the thing. So yeah, no, it was awesome. I was very, very happy.
That's awesome. That's an excellent example, folks. Listen, I wanted to talk about the weight loss EFT, and there's a wonderful website that says tap. It says it's tap-easy.com. Now, listen, they list all kinds of things on there. Like, here are some of the things they list: social anxiety, self-confidence. These are EFT. It says EFT for everything, and they have videos. I guess you can pop in and watch some videos. This is for major social fears, money, worry, scarcity mindset, fear of speaking up for yourself, sadness, feeling sad, fear of displeasing others, workplace anxiety and stress, fear of consequences. Like, you know, well, I had those mostly when I was a kid. I'm like, I'm going to get a spanking for breaking that lamp. I remember going up the stairs at school from the cafeteria and talking to God, like, God, please don't let her spank me. I'm so terrified. I didn't make deals. I've never been one of those kind of people, but I remember, well, I talked to God about everything when I was a kid. Everyone else had, like, the invisible friend. I had God. So I had the good stuff going in my favor. Even though I think I still got a spanking. I probably deserved it, but, you know, whatever. And they also talk about loneliness. If you're feeling lonely, EFT, good Lord, all kinds of stuff. Confrontation, unfairness, wanting revenge, frustration with bad health. If you have chronic problems like pain or lupus or something like that. I deserve better, rejection, the pain of being betrayed. Oh, boy, could that cause you some major disease, a dis-ease. Well, it could cause you disease in the clinical sense as well. Handling criticism of productivity, weight, body image. So let me just talk about some of that and what they're talking about. Like, for instance, here's one of the transcripts. What they were saying is using the karate chop, the side of your hand, and they're saying, even here's one of the things they say when you're doing the karate chop: even though I feel ashamed and dejected because of my weight, I accept myself for feeling this way. Even though I feel defeated every time I look in the mirror, I want to learn how to get past my own judgment of me so I can help my body better. Even though it breaks my heart to see so much fat everywhere on my body and it just won't budge, still, I deeply and completely love, accept, and appreciate myself. Now, these are the kind of statements from the mindset that they're actually trying to get you to accept and own some of your negative thoughts and feelings, and then switching it to a positive one. I do things a little bit differently because of the way that I've learned with Dr. Dyer and manifesting wishes fulfilled. So I tend to go from the positive the whole time. So for me, because that is just, I'm already aware of when I'm off key. I am, but if some people aren't. So you know, these are the things to take a look at. What actually speaks better to your heart as you're speaking to yourself? And your self-talk is super important. And we've discussed that on many archive shows, whether it's Time to Love or LNB or BYO Brilliance. You're going to, you know, if you're not really sure about self-talk, trust me, folks, we're going to go over it again on all these shows in different ways. But your self-talk is important. And when you're doing your EFT, you want to make sure at some point, even if you're recognizing the negative aspects of your thinking, that you – I'm sitting here tapping. I'm doing karate chops almost the whole time I'm talking to you all today. That you want to make sure that you infuse some positive. That's either the opposite of some of your negative thinking, or to just bring in the positive thinking for who you are, for your self-talk. Okay, we are just about out of time. We have some other shows to tell you about that are coming up. And let's go ahead and give you those real quickly, folks. But look up EFT online. I wish I could help you with it hand by hand. You can listen to this again and try to go through it the way that I was explaining it to you if it went a little too fast, but trust me, you can get this. You can do this, and you can change your life with EFT. You can choose to do so. So here are the shows that are coming up. Tomorrow, they're going to be doing Lennis is in the studio at 7 p.m. Pacific time. She's going to be covering a bunch of hot topics, sort of some healthy things to be. And it's summertime. She's probably going to cover a lot, like, hey, let's get started with the summer. And again, that's at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And this is a show that Lennis used to have on Sundays, and now she shifted it to Wednesdays at 7 p.m. And on Thursday, we're going to have Filmcology with me, and the show we're going to be looking at is Philomena, and it's a movie, sort of a docudrama about a woman who had a child out of wedlock, and the experiences she had with the Catholic Church in Ireland back then in the 1950s, and what happened to her child and with her and the whole process. But it is really an interesting story, and certainly a valid one to watch, whoever you are, especially if you have children who have been adopted or you've had children that were taken from you when you didn't, you know, you really didn't want to release them. There's a lot to see there. Okay, that's 6 p.m. tomorrow. And I bear with us on these time frames, folks. I know they're really varied. You're just going to have to just try to look at the schedules the best way you can, and we'll just keep reiterating the time frames to help keep everything straight for you. On Friday, we have Friday Traffic Jams with Lennis, and she plays, I believe she's going to go to an hour format of music, and she can get really bumping. She plays all kinds of different music. It's extremely eclectic, her mixes, from old school, new school, young school, everything. She gets in country, she just gets in all kinds of things, and she has themes sometimes. She didn't have a theme listed for this Friday. I believe it's going to be country, but we'll see. Anyway, that starts at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Then on Saturday, we're going to get into Time to Love with Lydia Pello. Lydia, did you want to say something about your show? It starts at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Tell us about Being a Love Warrior.
Being a Love Warrior, I think that it's just time. You know, I'm filled with love and light, but yet I feel there are things worth fighting for. And so I'm encouraging everyone to fight for their three basic needs, food, air, and water. And we need to become educated. We need to educate others. And so you might see a side of me you haven't seen before, warrior mode.
Whew. Yeah, bring your boxing gloves. We're gonna be in the ring on Saturday.
Leave the children
up the bad stuff.
Leave the bad stuff,
and bring in on the love, right, Lydia?
Leave the children somewhere else. You never know what the passion of mine, how it will explode. You know, I could lay down some words that, you know, you don't want your children to hear. I'm just saying.
Mm. Yeah, good to know. Good morning. Okay, and then on Sunday, following Saturday, Sunday, 3 p.m., psychic readings with Lennis at 3 p.m. And, yeah, you're going to want to call in there because she's got a special going on. Every ninth caller gets a free psychic reading that's 60 minutes. She will talk to you about past lives, about what's going on in your life, what's going on with you physically. There's a lot she can tap into. She's been doing this psychic stuff for over 40 years. She's really incredible. And you'll be able to choose the time with her, so you won't be doing it necessarily on the radio, and it won't be in front of everyone else. You'll get a free reading that you'll schedule with Lennis another time. So it's worth $60. You know, in this economy, can you turn away $60? And who wouldn't want to know what's coming up? Maybe you need some information about what work or the man or the woman or the woman man or whatever you're involved in, just call in there, folks. You're going to be fighting me, Nina, and a whole bunch of other people trying to get to that ninth caller. I want a psychic reading. I do. Are you listening, Lettuce? Anyways, so that's Sunday at 3 p.m. On Monday, we're going to get to L&B, and then we're going to switch times again. That's 8 p.m., L&B, Passage to Empowerment, and that's a great show. It's called Are You Giving Your Power Away? Oh, boy. We're going to help you get your willpower back and go retrieve your power and stand in it, own it, and retain it. So that's going to be 8 p.m., L&B, Are You Giving Your Power Away? And then we'll be back here on Tuesday, and that's at 6 p.m., and that show is The Brilliance of Exploring Your True Self. We've talked about being yourself, but some of us aren't really sure who we are. I hate using that, we. Sorry, I hate, but yeah, but some of us don't know who we are. So whoever you are, if you're confused about what your likes are, what your true nature is, what you are all about, like when you're standing, do you know if you're standing in you or someone else's spot? That would be a great show for you to join and find out about your true self. We're going to do some exercises and take some personality tests and try to figure that out. Actually, you can take the personality test ahead of time and join us and talk about what you found. And my experience with psychology, the training, might help me discuss personality with you because that's really big in my training. So, okay, join us next week, 6 p.m., The Brilliance of Exploring Your True Self. I want to thank everybody in the chat room, Melody and Nina. I want to thank Lydia for calling in and giving us this great, great experiences and examples with EFT and how to personalize it, you know, so it works for you. And everybody who's out there listening on archive or you're listening to the show live another way and I'm not quite aware of where you are, I just want to reiterate how important it is that you're listening and really appreciate your support. Heartfelt, heartfelt thanks and for joining us and putting your energy out there with it. So tell your friends, folks. Remember to call in at 646-727-2914. This network has all kinds of spots of positivity for you to connect to. Take care, everyone. Live with brilliance. Oh, and, you know, I was thinking about something about living with brilliance. And just the other day, I thought to myself, there's some things that I would like you to know about yourself. Just something that's really important about you. So here we go. Maybe. And it doesn't sound like we're going there, but here we go. Yeah. Remember this, folks. Really do remember this. I do think this way. Absolutely, I do.
You're the top. You're the Colosseum. You're the top. You're the Louvre Museum. You're a melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a band of bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet. You're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile. You're the Tower of Pisa. You're the smile. A total wreck of love. Honey, baby, I'm the bottom. You're the top. You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery of Bobo Salary. You're Telefan. You're sublime. You're Turkina. You're the time. The time of the Derby. I'm a toy balloon that is faded soon to pop. Funny baby, I'm the bottom. You're the top.
Good night, everybody. Live with brilliance.
Good night.
Night.